Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Hey, it's freaking Monday. It's freaking cold.
Did you see that the interstate was closed and Highway 30 was closed and Neely was getting like 10 inches of snow? And
I knew they were gonna get hammered. I didn't know it was closed though.
Yeah, they're out. Yes, I'm okay. As we speak, it's Monday morning. I've already been to Waverly and back this morning, just so you know. Not even gonna tell you why.
Jeez.
But anyway, as I was driving, that's when I was looking. Well, right before I left, because it was pouring rain, obviously this morning, right? And
mm-hmm.
Woke everybody up. And so I looked at the weather real quick because I did not expect rain last night. Did not know that was gonna happen. And you see, it goes from green to massive pink to huge blue blob all over the west of western Nebraska. And pull it up, and yeah, Neil, I think O'Neill said 6 to 10 inches, and Ogallala is like 6 to 8 inches or something. I don't know. Crazy amount. So
well, welcome to spring in Nebraska.
Yes. Speaking of which, we have a guest today we're going to start right off with. And Sarah Bowman is with us, and she is with Top Trumps, which is the licensing agent, leading licensing agent, I do believe, with Hasbro. And her face has been all over Omaha television and all over Omaha just in general this last weekend because she has a big announcement. Sarah, welcome to Pat and JT.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you guys for having me. Yes, I just got back from Omaha, and oh my goodness, I had so many good eats while I was there.
Yeah, where are you from? Where are you at?
So I'm actually living in Dallas right now. So that's where I'm based out of. And so I had the best burger of my life. I had probably the best steak of my life, but it was all there to announce that Omaha is going to be the next city to pass go and get their own special edition of Monopoly. So you guys have beat out Chicago, Des Moines. Omaha is the first edition in Nebraska. And so that's what I was there announcing towards the end of last week. Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it was, and you were with the mayor. I know that, and she's a lot of fun, and I was glad to see that you brought, what do you call him? What do you call the mascot guy?
Okay. So we call him Mr. Monopoly.
Thank you.
But just so everybody knows,
I mean, I would have had like a specific name, you know,
it's kind of like Mr. Peanut, like Mr. Peanut. And then this is Mr. Monopoly. Uh-huh. Their cousin.
He does have a specific name. And this is a go-to trivia question. So keep this one in your back pocket. His real name is Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Rich Uncle Pennybags. Okay. That's good to know.
Is he related to Donald Duck's uncle? I don't know.
So, yeah, right.
Right. It's like, this is all old school stuff because Monopoly has been around like forever. Right.
Exactly. I mean, since 1935.
Insane.
That is insane.
Yeah.
So what cities already have a Monopoly game?
So close to Omaha specifically, I've been referencing Kansas City mm-hmm. a lot. And let's see, we just launched a Savannah, Georgia, a Tulsa, Oklahoma, a Boise, Idaho. So that's why Omaha's going to be really the first in the region.
No, that is really cool. That is, it's really neat because I think the fun part is that it's not done yet, is that you're looking for some input from people, right?
Exactly. We're actually at the very beginning stages. So that's always the first thing that we do. Our process is we go into the city. We want to meet with the mayor, get everybody in town excited. And then, yeah, I don't want it to feel like I'm some outside girl from Dallas trying to come in and build an Omaha board. I don't know the inside jokes. I don't know, you know, where you get stuck in traffic during 5 o'clock traffic. So I want to hear from everybody in Omaha. The history, fun facts, where you take the kids on the weekend and where you take visitors when they come visit you.
You want to know what our place is. What's our Broadway? What's our Broadway? What's our you know, all those the railroads,
makes,
right?
Totally makes sense.
We
have
UP,
know.
Right?
Yeah.
Union Pacific,
exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you want to know the markers, I guess, really the places that people think of when they think of Omaha.
We're looking to make a well-rounded board that represents all the best things about Omaha. So, you know, we have a culture and heritage section, a food and drink section, education, sports. And then, yeah, we do leave room for your parks, your Bob Carey pedestrian bridges. So we want to hear all of that. I've already heard so many suggestions so far. We actually also can completely customize the chants and community chess cards as well.
Oh my gosh.
When's the last time you two played Monopoly?
That's it.
I did last year, actually.
He's got kids.
Yeah. 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 I love it. Yeah.
I used to absolutely love it. I was an only child, so it was really sad. So it was like, you know, I've got to be the wheelbarrow and the thimble and pony. And I was I was one. I loved playing it. I always liked playing that game. That was one of those that
it is.
Yeah, there's some strategy to it, and I hated when you got with somebody who was really dead serious about trying to get all the money and basically price you out of your property.
Mm-hmm.
Something reality is reflected in fiction, and fiction becomes reality when you're talking property tax,
right?
The hotels on your property.
It's one of those things too that really causes family feuds. It sounds like such a fun idea. It's like, oh, everybody knows and loves Monopoly. Let's play. And then by the end, somebody's crying. Somebody's flipping the table. Like, somebody's making dirty deals.
Yep. And then they'll do it again.
Yep.
And then they'll
selling the mortgage to the broker.
So,
yes.
Yeah. I can't do that.
Also looking for some under the table deals, right? Mm-hmm. High risk, high interest rate loans. Yeah. So can people get online to put in their suggestions, or what's the best way to do that?
Yes, we want all of our suggestions sent into our email submissions inbox. So that's omaha@toptrumps.com.
Okay.
And we want to hear, like I said, from what's your favorite ice cream, your favorite steak. Omaha's known for its steaks, right? Like, I want to hear the competition of who has the best.
Yeah.
You know, your favorite museum and College World Series. And also for people who own businesses, there is a way for businesses to align themselves with the biggest gaming brand in the world. So we want to hear from everybody alike. Yeah. To omaha@toptrumps.com.
You should have a whole section of the places that don't exist anymore, because that is a whole topic of conversation in Omaha, because there were so many landmarks that aren't here anymore.
Landmarks. And I know what gets... Yeah.
You know, they talk about Darbin, they talk about Indian Hills Theater, they talk about Peony Park, they talk about, you know, it's like there's all these landmarks that would be really fun trivia questions also.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It gets difficult with fields too.
Yeah.
Like I know it used to be the TD Ameritrade Field, and now it's the Charles Schwab Field, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Chuck. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, so I've talked to a lot of people already who are like, can we just call it the TD Ameritrade Park?
And let's just call it the field.
Yeah.
Right.
But then you spent a lot of money for that, so I guess we got to say it. But, I know what you mean. Yeah, and those things change up sometimes. So
they do. So I'm trying to think, I want to ask you guys your opinion, because those Park Place and Boardwalk that you guys mentioned, the highest real estate on the entire board, in every city we go to, we make those the icons of the city. So I'll give you an example. In San Antonio, this was the Alamo and the Riverwalk. Because, of course, you know. So when you think Omaha, I want to hear from both of you guys and everybody else through their suggestions. What do you think should be on Park Place and Boardwalk in Omaha?
I almost think like the Old Market.
I know. That's what you think that? It's kind of like, that's kind of like where people go, you know. It's like, but is there, if there still was an Exarban, I would say Exarban.
That's
the thing. That's, I know, and I don't want to, I certainly don't want to copy Austin. But trying to think of the
Riverfront, most, not Riverwalk,
Riverfront, I guess.
Yeah,
right.
The most iconic place.
So maybe,
Omaha.
It would be like the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge.
I mean, I don't feel like it's been here long enough to be that.
And one thing that's been here long enough is not here anymore.
That's true.
I mean, Rosenblatt, she gone. Exarban gone.
Rosenblatt would be it. Like, Rosenblatt would be another
Rosenblatt
one.
Rosenblatt and Exarban would be it. Yeah. But they're both gone.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I've heard that one too. I know.
Mm-hmm. This would be kind of tough. Question.
Yeah. When's the deadline? We need a little time on this one.
Yes. So send in all of your searches for the next month.
Okay.
Because right at the beginning of
something, a Pat and JT something. We were on the radio for 20 years here in Omaha. So we need like a Pat and JT something. I don't know what it is.
That would be so cool. Okay.
Like a little, little piece.
Right? It could be one of the little markers.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be funny.
So we are going to keep, just for all of our Monopoly fans listening to, the four corners on the board are going to stay true to the original game. So we've got to have your free parking, your pass go to jail. And then our tokens actually stay the same as well. Because I heard you mention the thimble earlier. People are very serious when it comes to their Monopoly tokens. And so for the nostalgia of the game, we do keep those the same as well.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe. But everything else is completely
in the community chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
those really start a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You collect $100 of Pat and JT's unemployment.
That's another trivia question, right? Yeah. In and of itself. That's what that is. Wow. Loaded. Loaded. Yep. All right. So again, the date for the cutoff is?
Let's just go ahead and say May 1st.
May 1st. Okay. So we'll have the email address in the show notes for you guys. Is there, and then website wise, is there any place anybody can go to get more information or just sending?
Absolutely. If you want to see some of our other city editions to give you guys a visual, you can go to toptrumpsusa.com and you'll see, we have many different games, but under our Monopoly section, you'll be able to see our other regional editions to give the viewer a visual of what they can expect to see made for Omaha.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Sarah, thank you so much for popping up with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. It was so nice to meet y'all and talk more Omaha.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, have a great day and hope to see you again soon.
You guys as well. See you next time I'm in Omaha.
Good. See you, Sarah.
All right.
Bye. That was awesome.
That was great.
That is
okay.
I mean, that's going to be difficult.
I know. I don't know what the Boardwalk and Park Place are going to be.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't know how you picked that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
All right. We got to think about that. While we're thinking about that, we got to thank our friends at Centris Federal Credit Union. And of course, most people, number one question when you say Centris Federal Credit Union, what's the difference between them and a bank? Centris says, well, credit unions are member owned, which means that they provide their members financial products that they want and need, not really beholden to stockholders. And they do a lot of work with the communities. I mean, I know every bank probably will say, well, we do a community give back. It's not the same. If you're ready, though, to bank with a credit union and find out some of the other differences, get on their website. They have a lot of information right there. Make plans to stop into one of their 15 locations and just say you want some more information. Or, of course, you can always give them a call. Federally insured NCUA, equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org or 402-334-7000.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'm still thinking about the Boardwalk and Park Place. Is it part? Yeah. What would be ours?
I don't know
what they'd be.
Regency? Like, I don't know. I get you think of like, is it because Boardwalk and Park Place are streets? So we don't, I mean, would it be Happy Hollow? I'm trying to think
would
of
it be
high
like,
end.
What's our ace of the hole? Like, what is the iconic, the thing when you think Omaha, Nebraska? It's cow. No, it's not.
You think
steaks.
Like, okay. So,
like
okay.
The stockyards. The stockyards should have something because that's iconic to Omaha.
Right.
But a lot of people will be like, no, that's not Omaha.
That's a tough one.
It is. It's, you know, we've got the Orpheum Theater. We've got the Lead Center. We've got, you know, there's so much.
When you think Boardwalk and Park Place, you think rich people and like a lot of money or a lot of whatever. So
it should be Buffett's house.
Buffett's house and Berkshire Hathaway and then Buffett's house. Yeah.
And even that isn't the most expensive house in town.
No.
You know, I mean, most of the most expensive houses in town aren't in town.
Yeah. Right?
No, on the outskirts. So, I don't know,
it's going to be a tough one. Heartland of America Park is basically gone. Gene Leahy Mall is completely changed. So it's going to be tough. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision.
If we had a Monopoly board from the 90s, you wouldn't even recognize it.
No, I mean, everything today, would be gone.
Everything is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really crazy. Or for the even the early 2000s. It would be another one. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Just a couple of stories. I'm not going to get deep into the royal stuff. We can do this tomorrow because there's still stuff shaking out. It's really getting crazy. I do have some really fun stories for you, though. One of them being I did see the new Roadhouse this weekend.
Oh, I heard it was pretty good.
It's okay.
I mean, it's not
there's
the original.
No, there is no Patrick Swayze.
No.
You know, you can't.
No.
It's not bad. It was okay to watch. I enjoyed it. And another one that I watched this weekend, 7 Days to Utopia. Have you ever seen that one or heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Lucas Black. I got to pull it up now because now I can't remember everybody who's in it. But basically, it was done a few years ago and I never heard of it before. 7 Days in Utopia. I'm sorry. Lucas Black stars in it. And, oh no, what is his name? Duvall. Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall.
He's in, and I always like him, right? This was from about 10 years ago, I think.
Yeah, I've never even heard of it.
And it's a really good movie. It's a good family type movie, but it's also just a good movie. And it's about it. Lucas plays a golfer, young golf pro. And then Duvall is this old hand cowboy who apparently had been a golf pro. And anyway, they cross paths. And it's just one of those really cool movies. So just going to throw that out there.
Okay.
I love when I can find something that somehow I missed from years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all
like,
about
where, what was I doing 10 years ago where I didn't see this movie?
How did I not see this? I don't understand it. I like these kind of movies. So anyway, so saw that. But Kevin Bacon made the news this weekend. Did you see that?
No. Why?
Kevin Bacon went back to the high school where they filmed.
Footloose?
Yes, Footloose.
I did see. I saw that fly through on X. I didn't investigate any further, but I saw that he went back there he was going back for prom.
Back for prom.
That's
he is
cool.
going to go back for prom. Yes, they put together a whole campaign to try and get his attention.
That's cool.
And started tagging him. And I think it's like the, God help me, 40th anniversary?
That would be about.
Would that be about right?
That would be about right.
Other movie? Is that why they did that? I think that's why they did it.
Because he was probably 20-something when it was made.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking here to see if I can find it. I just happened off the top of my head. I remember that I had that in here. So apologies because I
mean, that would make sense.
Payson High School, but it's not in Payson, Arizona. It's in Payson, Utah or something. And he's coming back. Okay. Here's the story. I found it. Thank God. I hate when I'm sitting here trying to find something that I'm talking about. Too many other things in my head. So it was made in 84. God.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
Yeah, that was in 84. And so he's coming
wow.
back. They put together a whole campaign. The students, because they're trying to think of something really cool to do because that's what their school is kind of famous. And so the hashtag was Bacon to Payson. And the governor got involved in Utah, the whole nine yards. And then they ended up having a student assembly and they brought him in remotely, of course. And the kids went crazy.
Of course.
And, they've still got the, it looks like they've still got the same iconic lockers. Get out of here. Stop it.
Why
would you change anything?
Yeah, we'd never change anything. I wouldn't think you'd ever want to change anything.
So he's
in a movie
back.
Like that, of course. Like if they filmed Leprechaun 5 there, no big deal. Change the lockers.
Yeah.
But not Footloose. Not Footloose.
Says that the roots of Footloose all over the county where this was done, many of the dancers in the final dance scene were teenagers at the school at the time. And had to learn how to do all these dances. And there's all kinds of backstories. So I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot more stuff about this. So
When they filmed Election here and they used a lot of the kids had role. I mean, that's where Chris Pine came from.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So there's that story.
This weekend, I love that my wife absolutely loves March Madness. That's all we did was watch basketball. Mm-hmm. She's sitting there with her. She's in charge of. Of course,
oh,
she is.
So,
in charge
like,
of her,
yeah.
in charge of her bracket. So she's sitting, looks like a substitute teacher grading papers and circling stuff in red. And it was funny. But on Friday night, we were over at her cousin Kate's and Kate and Gary's, and we were watching the Nebraska game, and Nebraska played so well. Yeah. So at the end of it, we kind of got distracted on something, and we noticed these guys for Texas A&M dressed kind of squirrely, and they were like not male cheerleaders, but they were kind of in that role. So we started investigating and we've discovered, and maybe you know this, maybe other people know this, but we did not, that they have yell leaders.
Yell squad.
And we went talk about a rabbit hole.
That
have you ever seen videos and classes of their practices? And
Nebraska had a yell squad and yell leaders for a number of years. University of Nebraska.
But like, it's hard to even explain. It's hard to even explain because these guys, we researched it and how they started, and they started as a joke back like 100 years ago.
Like,
because when A&M was a male only school, they had the freshmen get out there and do these weird dances and weird things to keep the girls from leaving, because the girls were leaving when they weren't very good. So then this just carried on. So it's, you don't know, these guys take it very seriously. They all get full ride scholarships. So you don't know if it's transitioned into something that is extremely serious or it's still a joke, because I can't imagine anyone wanting to do that.
Well, okay so while you were talking, so they're voted in every year by popular vote, and there's three seniors, two juniors that are brought in.
So it has to be everybody has to be in on the joke. They all have to be on the joke, because if they're not, that their college experience would not be very fun.
There's even a few famous names on their former yell leaders list.
I just highly encourage you to watch. They have practices. They have demonstration videos.
They used to do those though, because all cheerleaders used to be men.
Okay.
Years ago,
really?
All cheerleaders were men, and then women came into it. Yeah. It was like yell squads. It was, so it's kind of it's transition, but I do believe that if you go back to the early 1900s, that they were all men.
Well, we just laughed extremely.
I remember. Hard. Okay, so just a weird little side story. A friend of mine, I remember his sister. She was big into dancing. She was a cheerleader in high school. All this other stuff. She tried out for the University of Nebraska cheerleaders, right? Mm-hmm. And he went with her because he'd always, growing up, brother sister. And he'd always kind of helped her in certain areas. He wasn't in the dance. He was in some of the dance stuff that she did, but not as extensively. She ended up teaching dance for like a living, right? So she was acrobatics, dance, gymnastics, all that stuff. But he'd always been kind of there on the periphery. So he knew about it. He was helping her. So he helped her with her routine. And when they went to try out, and he made it and she didn't.
Oh, that's rough. I mean,
he did not see that coming.
Good on him.
So then was the, do I want to be a cheerleader?
I must be good at it.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. So anyway, so there was that. But that's crazy.
It's very interesting. These guys, act this way and come across like a bunch of squirrels, then they're nailing it.
They're nailing it.
Yes.
I think that's what they mean.
I hope so.
Because it is all about entertainment.
But they never crack a joke. They never crack a smile. They are what they're like.
Serious.
They are the, epitome of jazz hands, and they are the epitome of every stereotype that you think about male cheerleaders. They are that. And
Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a video. Look at 100%. That's exactly what it is. And so there's a video that we found, and it was from like 3 years ago, maybe 2020, early 2020, yeah. 2019, where they went viral because they did an interpretive dance to a Taylor Swift song. And like no one was reacting. It was like they were out there I don't know what they were doing. They weren't dancing. It was, they were just doing their moves. To Taylor Swift, and like it was a home game, and nobody reacted to anything. Like
It was like, oh, okay.
But it's like they weren't there. Nobody even looked at them. Nobody clapped. Like the cheerleaders at Nebraska, when they get done, people are like, hey, oh, yay, and they run off.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything to these guys.
They're just out there doing their thing. That's so crazy. You think about it too. So like, have you ever watched? Not always. I guess that's not pretty good. I was thinking about some of the referees sometimes in baseball games, and the officials that have moves. And they'll just kind of throw them in every once in a while and then just keep doing their thing. And everybody's like, wait, what did he just do? What was that? But then the Savannah Bananas in particular have their, because they're part of the.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
Kind of like in on it, but they're such big guys, older guys. And then they're completely padded up on top of it. So they've got all the bulk going on. And some of those dudes can move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, they can. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Savannah Bananas are awesome.
I know. Did you know there's Fremont Moo?
Fremont Moo?
There's a collegiate summer league, and Fremont has a team called the Fremont Moo.
No, I have had no. There's a collegiate summer team,
summer league in Nebraska. I've just learned all about this lately. There is a Fremont team called the Moo, and they've been about 6 years that they've been doing this, and they're good players. These are, like I said, collegiate summer league, It runs like from May to August. And there's five or six teams that are in our league, which I can't remember what it's called, for Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, I think it includes. And then about three or four traveling teams that are in Nebraska. Hastings, no Yankton. There's all these other teams. There's 89 summer collegiate leagues in the country. Some of them you've heard of, Savannah Bananas being in one of them, because they're kind of in that, but they're not AAA, right? But they're right, like out there, right? Are they AAA?
I know they're not, because they're kind of like the Globetrotters, because they have their team that they play. They travel with the team that they play all the time. So they're not really in a league.
Were they not Coastal Carolina? Like Coastal? Because there's like a Cape Cod league and a Coastal.
Yeah, that's actual pro baseball that goes up to like.
Well, these are part of the collegiate summer league.
So this is Savannah Bananas was like entertainment, and this is legit like baseball. They could make it up to the.
They play, but they also have a lot of entertainment in their baseball games.
Oh, they do. Okay,
because they have things for kids. They do things for families. They do things for like they have all these other activities. So if you ever get a chance to look them up, you didn't know.
That's just random.
But there is a Fremont. It's called the Fremont Moo. They got a very cute
cow, I'm assuming,
and a cow mascot.
Okay. I mean,
what else can you have?
Six years since the first time I've heard of that.
I hadn't either, and I learned a lot.
Yeah,
their coach is the former baseball coach from Midland College. He was there for years.
Huh.
Just really cool.
I'll be damned.
So, if you're looking for something,
nice little factoid.
Anyway, so that's everything that's going on except Royal News. We'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to spend some time on that.
Crazy town.
Yeah, it is totally crazy town.
Well, there you go.
Do you have an answer? I was one question about that. Do you have an answer for why Will wasn't in the video with her?
I have some ideas.
not shocking.
I don't have an answer. I'm going to say, and I think the best one, although I say it was really odd looking.
We'll do it tomorrow. Just think about it.
Everybody be ready with your theories tomorrow.
Get all your thoughts together.
We may have to do a special Friday episode. I don't know. And take people's comments. Because there's so much that has gone on in the last 3 or 4 days. And so far, they have not released a current picture of her. And that video on top of it, they're catching so much blowback on that video.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
Okay. Well, we'll talk more about it tomorrow.
But there are definitely thoughts about why Will wasn't in the video.
I figured there would be. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. We appreciate the support. Have a great one.
Pat and JT Podcast.
A Huda Media Production.